All right, Beastgate Podcast, talking about the Eternals trailer that showed up far away.
Drastically underwhelmed by the tease of that. Teaser was a tease for the plot. They got a lot more explaining to do. Who are these immortal clowns, and how come they didn't feel the need to jump up and be known when Thanos is out to snap his damn fingers? I mean, they let half the population of the universe get destroyed, and they're sitting back chilling and stuff. And then you got, what's his name? Pretty sure that's a Bollywood dance scene I saw. I saw a glimpse of it.
Bollywood dance scene.
He got all cut and swole just to do a dance scene. I can't abide this. This is not the quirkiness of my beloved Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, where I just kind of knew it was just going to be something off the wall and it would intrigue me. This is just like, oh, what the hell am I watching? You got this little spunky kid who's probably immortal, who's running his mouth. I can't abide like children who don't know their place. So even though he's playing somebody who's like millions of years old, the little bastard's pissing me off already. I'm underwhelmed. I trust Marvel, but just going to take this one with a huge grain of salt. They need to redo the trailer, recut it, and show me something good.
I got a big Inhumans vibe from this.
Oh, man, it's even worse. Good Lord.
How'd you feel about the trailer, Mike?
I wasn't really impressed either. I mean, I watched it a couple times. But like he said, I was sitting there more so with questions. Put it like this, like I watched the trailer, and it's probably the first time I watched the trailer for Marvel Blue, where I was, this doesn't make me want to run to the theater and see this. I'd be fine if this was streamed on Disney Plus.
Yes,
and
yes,
not,
that's what I'm thinking.
Not with Premier Access. I'm talking about just fucking put the movie on there and let me watch it with my regular subscription. It left you with more questions than anything, but I need answers, but it's not getting me excited for this movie that they've been talking about for like a good fucking 2 years now.
Yeah, it's been two, 3 years, deal. Yeah.
I know recently I read an article, the cinematographer was saying something about a bunch of people at Marvel and Disney execs were upset with Chloe Zhao originally because she wanted to shoot at actual locations and they didn't understand why. In other words, they were like, why do we need to spend all this money to fly overseas and tease different locations when you just fucking stand in front of a screen to make the same thing?
Thank you.
We just did it with Endgame. And then he said they saw the trailer and they were like, oh, now we get it. And I mean, it looked good, I guess, but I had more questions than anything. If y'all have been around and you're so fucking powerful, then where the hell you been all this, all this time? Now, I mean, granted, in the trailer, they said, we don't interfere with human stuff, but like, nah, y'all should have been interfering. What the hell was going on? Where you been?
Yeah,
I would just say some of the reasoning for this next phase, if it's not already an established character, I'm a little leery on execution of this next phase.
Because, yeah, like, you had that moment with Guardians where, like I said, it wasn't supposed to work and it worked. I don't get that feel with this.
It doesn't feel cohesive. Guardians of the Galaxy fit. I mean, you had characters from some of the other Marvel stuff show up in that. But it fit for what they were trying to do. And then even when they tonally shifted with Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War, that they still worked inside of that movie. The movie worked just because Doctor Strange tried to be a comedy at some point. Didn't really work out. And Ant-Man, but all these things just worked. Like, this next phase just seems as if, what else do we have? What do we have that can do something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's partially that. It's also the let's fill the social quota thing, right? So, yeah. Like, I'm not mad at Shang-Chi. I'm looking forward. I'll go see it, but where does that fit cohesively in the Marvel Universe and all these phases going forward? Like, is Shang-Chi about to show up in Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness? I doubt it. Like,
Shang-Chi is content for Disney Plus.
Shang-Chi is content for the Asian market, which apparently doesn't really give a crap about it. So,
Shang-Chi is for TBS.
A lot of these countries see through the American marketing. That I mean, you were just talking about there's a Bollywood scene in Eternals. Like, that inherently could be racist. The only thing that Indians are known for is Bollywood. Like, no.
Yeah.
So the only thing that East Asians are known for is martial arts.
Yeah.
If it's Japanese, they have to have a samurai sword or something. I mean, it's stuff like that. That is racist. Like, now you're trying to do this cultural identity thing in the wrong way possible. If it's Blacks, African Americans, they either have to be singing jazz music, R&B, or rap. It's that soul movie. It's Marvel slash Disney. They'll figure it out, but
yeah,
this just doesn't do it for me.
I mean, Kevin Feige's earned my trust. Give it to him like that. I'm trying to remember what trailer didn't wow me at first.
Probably Captain Marvel. That's how I felt about this. The same way I felt about
Captain Marvel. Oh, that's the vibe I'm getting from it. No, Captain Marvel had a pretty positive vibe. It turned out to be total garbage. So
what?
I watched the trailer for Captain Marvel
trailer. I was still on board for it, though.
Yeah, when I saw that Captain Marvel trailer, I was like, ooh, okay, here we go. Let's do this. And then I saw the movie. I saw the movie and I was just like, oh, no, not at all. I'm cautiously optimistic that I'll see something good. But at the same time, you started mentioning the stuff that they spent their time and money going to actual locations. That mess brought me to the mind of some what they did with Star Wars. The big thing that they were going to do this time around with the sequel trilogy was they would film in 35 millimeter film stock, just like the original. And they would film on location. Of all the problems that befell the prequels, how it looked and the special effects were not one of those problems. Chloe Zhao is worried about, she wants to film on location and she wants a diverse cast. That's not the problem with the Marvel films. They're trying to fix problems that aren't there, be seen as fixing those problems that aren't there. Better intro would have been the Eternals come back to Earth after realizing leaving Earth was a bad idea because all hell broke loose when they left it in the first place. Because everybody's got the same question. Like, where the hell have they been? And then that stupid joke about who's going to leave the Avengers now. Like, no, nah, man, that's too soon for that.
That was their only way of tying Eternals to the MCU. This has no...
Well...
It doesn't fit anywhere.
Well, I think people don't necessarily identify with the characters unless you're really into those comics.
Yeah.
And just because it's Marvel doesn't make it automatic. I mean, people were aware of Ant-Man. People were aware of Doctor Strange. I was at least aware of some of the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy. Again, it's kind of like the Inhumans thing. Like, who was really saying, I want to go see Black Bolt?
They cast the wrong person for Black Bolt, for one.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
should have been Vin Diesel.
A whole bunch of wrong things.
He about fucking this. Looks just like Black Bolt. Like, literally, he don't have to talk. So, it's perfect.
I think coming off of Captain America, if the Sam Wilson Captain America was the next movie, I'd lose my mind. And then you just come with this randomness. Even if it was Doctor Strange, I'd be more excited. Where's my Blade movie? But this is just...
I haven't really talked about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a whole bunch of Disney figuring out we need to put something out. And then, like you said, we got to meet the racial quota for the movie.
Is that like that whitewashing with the Ancient One that Kevin Feige admitted was a disaster?
It wasn't that big of a problem, honestly. I mean, I understand that some people were upset, but she actually did a decent job. So yeah,
Tilda Swinton's fine.
Worked well in the film. I mean, she was good enough that she came back, and people were all good with that. I mean, I just think it's more the whole cancel culture. They're just trying to find
something
to bitch about.
Something just to be controversial, just to be controversial. It's like, oh, I know about this. I know about it. I'm like, okay, if you know about it, then deal with it.
It's not a big deal.
I mean, Disney just wants whatever, however many movies that China will allow from Western companies to come out. And I think they got their bluff call. I mean, mainly because they got that backlash from people in the West for Mulan. And then in China, people were criticizing that because they had already had like however many iterations of Mulan. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't have anything to do with the cartoon, which people could identify with. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, yeah, this is stupid. When you're trying to cater to a market that doesn't want your movie.
Yeah, and I think like right now, China is at the point where, okay, we've learned all we could. Now we're going to produce our own blockbusters. They're going to slowly just start choking off Western film. They can just start kissing that China money goodbye soon.
Well, I mean, a lot of these media companies were bending over backwards to please China, to either one, invest in the movie so the movie could be co-sponsored by a Chinese company, mm-hmm. or getting bought out. I mean, you see Wawa Media, Alibaba Media showing up before all these movies. And now, like you said, they basically looked at everything that the West has done with the movies, we don't need you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And again, a lot of these media companies were enticed by, hey, there's an untapped market of 1 billion people just waiting for your movies, just waiting to go see Star Wars. Apparently not.
No, and Star Wars was never popular over in Asia. It was never popular in China and Japan.
It's never. It's popular in Japan, probably not China.
No, definitely not in China. Like, Korea, China, it never made money.
Korea, probably, but Japan, yes. Man, Demon Slayer movie is destroying everything right now.
Jackie Chan came out talking about excited to do American films, and he was talking about, you know, the technology that they use, and he wants to bring that over to China. And then he was like, why should I make an American film when I could just make a film like that over here in China? There's nothing for them over there. Like, they need to stop that shit.
All the tonal shifts in American movies within the past 5 years is problematic because it's not consistent. Now they're in this mode of, we need to tell these untapped stories about, you know, 100 stories about slavery now. And it's like, yeah, I'd like to see something else other than that, because that Harriet Tubman movie was trash.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, that Harriet Tubman movie hurt me. No, I'm dead serious, man. That Harriet Tubman movie, I want a real Harriet Tubman movie. Zack Snyder to do a Harriet Tubman movie. Like, that would just be the best thing in the world, yo. She was Special Forces operator. Harriet Tubman's story has everything. You got adversity. You got family values. You got God.
A natural born leader.
Natural born leader. And she was a goddamn beast. She didn't take that shit lying down. Her husband was slowing her down. Left her husband at the gate. I ain't got time for you. Time's up. She was doing that shit before that shit was even known about, man. And then I saw that shit, a crappy ass goddamn movie. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, why? I want a real Harriet Tubman movie, man. I want her, like, sneaking in behind the enemy lines is like taking dudes out and freeing the slaves. I agree with everything you said.
Being Hollywood right now is reflecting the internet, and the internet is all about trends. That social media is all about trends. It's confirmation bias trends.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has turned into race and politics, and everything now is a trend. I don't want to see a Bollywood scene just because of an actor that's cast in it. Hollywood wants to now tell these untapped stories of stupidity just because we need to tell untapped stories about stupidity because it is enough to pacify the confirmation bias people. It's like, look, we did something. And now you're spending billions of dollars. We were talking about AT&T and Warner and DC just to have content for a streaming service. It's really what all this stuff is about. I mean, so you won't likely see a lot of movies with extremely huge budgets, in 250 million plus budgets, because you're going to want to have a movie probably under 100 million so you can put it on streaming and make residual income.
Doubted Marvel before, and they have proven me.
Not with Captain Marvel. But
yeah, Captain Marvel was kind of a mess. It wasn't a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably rate Batman v Superman better than Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Well, the sequel, you're going to have 3 Captain Marvels, so.
Captain Marvel.
I don't know what's up with Marvel with this whole multiple people.
Well, because I guess Brie Larson is supposed to be moving to Star Wars now, so they're trying to.
Well, you're going to have Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel. How about that?
Well, there's all three of them were Ms. Marvel. But, I mean, there were 3 Captain Marvels. There was Monica Rambeau.
It was, but.
Yeah.
Like, you're putting all three of them in one movie now. Again, like multiple Spider-Man, you're supposed to do the multiverse, and it's gonna be.
And the reason why this happened is because the character is not established enough to exist on their own. So it's like, we just will one send everybody off on an independent chase about somebody, and then all of a sudden everybody comes together towards the end of the movie.
Like Captain America 4, there's supposed to be possibly 3 to 4 Captain Americas.
No. No, if it's not Sam Wilson.
No, Sam Wilson is one of them, but
no, if it's not Sam Wilson, you know, before, if it was not Steve Rogers, it is not Captain America. Now, if it is not Sam Wilson, it is not Captain. I don't want to see, like, whatever they're doing with this new, I guess, anniversary edition of Captain America, where there's a racially
diverse
Captain America for every race. Like, I don't care about that. Again, if it wasn't Steve Rogers, if it's not Sam Wilson, and by extension, my man, John Walker, it is not Captain America. I don't want to see Team Captain America like it's Captain Planet. Right now, this movie making is just in a state of flux, and plus you had a lost year from the coronavirus. I just don't know. Mike said that photo of the Uncharted movie. I was like, yeah, I think I had mentioned that a couple weeks ago. I was like, what is going on with that movie?
Hold on. Nothing. I don't trust that shit at all.
Sony, that is a misfire. That is 100% misfire. You should not have done that movie. You should not have done it. I mean, one, because if they were going to do the movie, it should have came out between Uncharted 1 and 2. Or at least by the time Uncharted 3 came out. Nobody really has any affinity for the Uncharted series because it got watered down with the last two. Trying to do a Last of Us 2, or Last of Us game. Or Last movie. Of Us movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a TV show, I think. But, like, I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know. It's, again, media is just in a bad spot right now. I mean, you got all the consolidation with the streaming stuff. Plus, like, you really just want to go back to all the staples. Netflix, Amazon, Disney/Hulu. Like, that's it. You're fighting over scraps. You're fighting over nothing if you're going to be Peacock, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, Cinemax Max. Fighting for irrelevancy. And say, hey, I still exist. Please watch my show.
What was that, Fast and Furious? I'm not lying. I told you, that's like my guilty pleasure of just, I don't care if the fucking writing sucks. I don't need shit to make sense. Just ridiculous, unbelievable, nonsensical action. And I'm good.
Yo, it makes sense, y'all. It uses physics. Not even gonna lie.
Listen. This motherfucker turned to a hook and swung a car.
No, that shit can happen. Heard of stuff like that.
Yo, Vin Diesel flew across a bridge.
He didn't fly, yo. It was centrifugal force, all right?
Hey, Dwayne went ahead and moved the missile while it was flying.
Hey, right. He used the momentum.
No,
and he was juicing.
Also, right? Vin Diesel stomped his foot on the ground, crushed the whole parking garage.
Yo, it was already an earthquake happening, right? It was just going nuts. No, y'all need to stop this stuff. Like,
I love the foolishness. I'm so going to be in the movie theater that weekend. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm telling you right now, the only Fast and Furious movie I can't get behind is Tokyo Drift. Yeah, because that movie was dumb. But even then, I got to watch it because Han's in it.
And Too Fast, Too Furious is a little hard to watch right now.
What's that?
Too Fast, Too Furious. It's a little hard to watch.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
That is a true early 2000s movie.
Pockets ain't empty, cuz.
That's a little rough to watch, I have to admit. Nah, man, I'm going to tell you right now, boy, because I watched The Fast and Furious. I'm like, oh, okay, they're getting back to basics. And then I watched The Fast Five. I was like, oh, they done started something up.
I don't know what the hell they were thinking, but this shit works. I was like, what in the hell?
They had marvelized it, and it made it work.
Shit.
I'm just saying, though, I'm looking forward to Fast Furious 9 in theater because Han's back. I need to know how, why, what the fuck is going on. And then country ass Lucas Black, who got a rocket on the back of a fucking Fiero. Damn it.
What about that?
I'm trying to tell you, I got to see this in theater.
I'm going to help that movie make $1 billion. I'm going to help it.
It made $59 million in one day in China, it said. If don't nobody else make money this year, Universal's about to make a shitload of money.
Yeah, that movie has always done well.
Yeah, it's $1 billion. Is that a rocket on the back of a car? Lucas Black smiled and said, yeah, dude said impressed, right? He was like, no, no.
Yeah, we got to talk about Tyrese, man. Get it? He plays one trick pony with his acting, but he's entertaining as fucking Fast and Furious.
Mm. Yeah, he is.
No. You know what, Barry? I'm just going to invalidate your opinion right now, though. He's entertaining as fuck. He makes me laugh. All right. Mike, do you get a chuckle out of him every once in a while?
I do in the movie. He's funny as shit in Fast Furious franchise.
Kind of wish that they all didn't split the team up and stuff. Dwayne Johnson's a little intense for him.
Well, Hobbs and Shaw was bad.
That was a little ridiculous for me. I mean, the dude puts on a leather jacket. It makes him superhuman.
Idris Elba.
What the fuck?
Look at me, man. I'm Black Superman.
It's too soon for that.
The motherfucker is Black Superman.
Yeah. I hope they don't try that one again.
They're going to go into space, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Ludacris makes a space suit, so that's what I'm talking about.
All I need to do is just merge the Triple X universe with Fast and Furious.
Pretty much.
It's the ultimate deal. Did you
hear that they're still developing Thundercats? I thought that shit was dead in the water, but apparently it's going to happen.
No.
Yes. It's going to be good, though.
No.
Yeah. Dude said the people have no idea what they're in for. That's the only thing he gave me pause. So I said, usually when you say that,
in terms of like Mortal Kombat.
I'm just saying, if they do it in the same vein that they did Aquaman, we might have something.
No, it turns out like Mortal Kombat.
You're jinxing it, all right? Stop trying to jinx stuff, you know?